Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I know it's a dream come true for you to be hanging out with me. I get that all the time, especially from my groupies, which, as you know, is one of the main reasons I went into radio, for the groupies. And somebody who knows all about that is our good buddy Skip Miller. Skip is president and founder of M3 Learning. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Nobody in, not maybe one other person on the planet knows more about selling and prospecting than he does, but we don't know who that person is. He's the author of Ultimate Sales Toolkit, among other books, and he's our good friend Skip Miller. Welcome back to the show.
I'm also the vice president of the Jim Blasingame Groupie Club.
You're not exactly what I had in mind when I'm thinking of groupies, Skip.
That's why I'm not president.
Oh yeah, exactly.
How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back, Skip Meister. You know, one of the things that I want you to help us with today is something that's hard for everybody, and me too. I mean, this is not easy for me too. I've been selling all my life, and one of the toughest things for me to do, believe it or not, is prospecting. Why is that so hard?
I just finished a new book. I polled hundreds of managers to tell me what their biggest problems are, mistakes they've made, or issues they've got, and by far the number one thing. And the title of my first chapter is, "What? My team is prospecting." It's the fear of the unknown, fear of failure. I mean, people hate the prospect and will do anything not to prospect, especially, you know, cold call, whatever else it may be. It's the fear of rejection. You can be a psychologist and look at it, but people will delay. I mean, it's typical. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. I got my cup of coffee. I'm ready to prospect. I'm ready to pick up the phone. I should practice my script.
Yeah.
So they practice their script till 10:30, and they're ready to go, and my coffee's out. Now it's like 11:15,
right,
and they go, it's way too close to lunch. I probably
That's
should
right.
do this after lunch.
Right. Or it's Monday. Nobody wants to talk on Monday.
Or
it's Friday. It's Friday. Everybody's gone for the weekend.
We've been really busy, as you can imagine, the last 6, 9, 10 months, and we're going into companies, and one of the first questions now we're asking is, you know, what's your prospecting culture? And the guy looks at me, or the gal looks at me like I'm like an idiot, going, "Well, we prospect." I go, "No, you don't." So, I mean,
well, you know, I'm thinking back on when I worked in sales organizations, when I was part of a sales team in the past, and in below those many decades ago, and you know, the best, the most successful people were not the smartest people in the group. But there were people who just they weren't necessarily all that smart, but they would just go out and talk to people. They would just go out and tell people about the product, and they came back with sales that some of our geniuses in the group could never have gotten, because they would figure out a way to talk themselves out of going. This guy would just show up and say, you know, "Hi, I'm Dwight. How you like me so far?"
Yeah, it's exactly right. You know, most presidents of companies or senior people I know love talking to salespeople, because they bring in something new, they help solve a problem. They just don't want to hear salespeople talk all about themselves.
Right, right.
Which is what they end up doing. But, you know, prospecting is something, you know, the odds say 7 out of 10 are going to say no, or 6 out of 10 are going to say no. If you know that, expect the no's.
Yeah. Well, if you know that, go make 10 calls and you get 3 sales.
Yeah, but people make 3 and go, "Oh, it's a bad day."
Yeah.
The first thing, Jim, I mean, and we've got a number of things. I wrote a book called Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting, stuff like that, and so on.
Yep, with our good late friend Ron Zimke.
Ah, you remember the book?
I've got it right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I remember Ron all the time, very fondly.
Yeah, without a doubt.
We miss Ron.
Good person. And attitude. It's got to start with a company and an individual's attitude. I mean, this is prospecting week. Put a prospecting board up there. Make some metrics of how many calls contacted, how many We had a client, Jim, that at the end of the week at the team meeting gave out four awards. Number of calls attempted, number of calls contacted, number of meetings made, and the award everybody went for. It was a little trophy, you guys, the other week, was the jerk of the week story. And people on Thursday, if they didn't have enough good enough story, were dialing like crazy trying to get a jerk on the phone. You got to put some spin on it because basically it's the fear of rejection, right?
you're
going somewhere people don't like going, no. And it's got to start with your small business owner.
So the winner of the jerk of the week would get like a what would they get, a prize or something?
They get the little trophy.
But you can't find the jerk, folks, if you don't go out and knock on doors and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
That's exactly right.
Stand by, Skip. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Skip Meister and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, for checking out the website and all the things that we have there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can avail yourself of our 1,500 plus Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet, and we got lots of stuff there on every topic, every small business topic under the small business sun. We're having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. Folks, we are professionals. Do not try this at home. The prospecting, though, that's what we're talking about. Definitely try that at home, right, Skip?
Prospecting is the key to success. We go into organizations that have a good prospecting mentality, and they're winning because they're shooting ducks in a barrel. No prospecting, you know, no ducks in the barrel.
I really do. I want to come back to this jerk thing. I love that. That's a great story.
You know what?
Got a sales force,
yep.
At the end of the week, whoever gives the best story about a jerk who treated them badly or whatever, they win a prize. And there's no way you can find that story, the story that will win, if you don't kiss a lot of toads that week.
You're exactly right. You know, and we've been to organizations where they pay $50 or $100 or $1,000 or whatever it may be. And, you know, it's almost like it's a nothing, right? But this sales manager, she was really into, you know, every Friday they got down and they talked about, you know, with lead generation and stuff. And then finally at the end, it was the jerk of the week story. And people were just effusive on, you know, there's my jerk. I mean, it was fun. Another company we had was kind of fun. There's like six salespeople, so it fits a small business. At the end of the week, how many appointments you got allowed you the roll of the dice. So at the end of the week, if I got three appointments or two appointments right, you were allowed roll of the dice, and they paid $5 a point.
Huh.
Well, at the end of like the third or fourth week, people are bringing in little armbands and hats. Somebody brought in a mini craps table. They're blowing on the dice. It was hysterical. And you couldn't play. It wasn't the $5. It was
to win.
I got a chance to roll the dice, and if I didn't roll the dice, I guess you're a loser.
Yeah.
So you've got to do something because, boy, the attitude of the company, Jim. Number one, if the sales manager, sales VP, the business owner is focused on prospecting, not, hey, what business did you close?
Yeah.
If they're focused on prospecting, the setup's perfect.
Well, and it's amazing, isn't it, that just the fact that you're going to make more money prospecting isn't enough for some reason. Why is that?
Hey.
Why do you have to add these other things?
If I jump off a 20-story building and land in the water, I'm world record holder. I guess that'd be great, too, but I'm not jumping off the boat. Why would I take the risk, personally?
Yeah.
If I'm a sales guy, and I've got 10 bad prospects in the funnel, or I have to go out and find 10 new ones, I'm positive I can take the 10 bad ones and make them good ones.
Right.
That's where I'm going to go, because Lord knows I don't want to go face my fears.
Right. So let's talk about some other prospecting tips and best practices. What else you got?
You don't scuba dive alone. You don't ice ski, you know, snow ski alone. You shouldn't prospect alone.
Hmm.
Do a buddy system.
Really?
Oh, Jim, you know, you were, like, when I get done with this call, I got to go to the gym. Why? Because a friend of mine is meeting there at 7 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wasn't going to meet me there, I wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same principle. If you've got a buddy, you put buddy goals together. And please, don't put your A player with your C player. That's not going to work. We had a company, Jim, that put their two A, they wanted to show a prospecting week. So they put their two A players together, buddied them up, and said, you know, set the record. They went out, had some fun, the whole bit. I think they got 35 appointments, which was,
wow,
you know, by far a record.
Wow.
He then went to the two rookies and said, beat it. They did like 42.
Wow.
Well, now the two A players are mad. They want a chance to do it again. The more you team up and buddy, the better. So,
well, you know, and you're reminding me of something I've been talking about over the years. That this is topic, and you know, I've talked about this before, Skip.
Yeah.
And this is the mistake that a lot of small businesses make when they gravitate, or they grow, I should say, they evolve into where they need a sales manager, but they don't actually let that person be a manager. They make them sell themselves. They give the sales manager a territory. You know, that happens all the time because a lot of business owners can't imagine, what's this guy going to do all day? He's just managing salespeople. That's not a real job. But the truth is that sales manager should be that buddy with the salesperson, shouldn't they?
You know what? You can have a sales manager have some house accounts or major accounts or whatever. But, you know, a buddy system like this where you can share best practices, this is not the time for that sales manager to impart wisdom.
Right.
This is the time to buddy up and you know, really start getting with it, having a good time. I mean, every sales manager goes on ride-alongs. I mean, what a joke. It's just a ride-along in the sales. If I'm a good sales guy, I'm not taking my manager and my best prospects. I'm taking them all, you know, to the ones that are...
Show them,
you know,
how hard it is.
Stuff. So a buddy system works well. This week, John and Jim, your goal is 10. This week, Mary and John, your goal is 15. You know, what can the goals be? And you shouldn't do it every week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 1 week a month. But if you don't buddy up, boy... Everyone's going to find excuses. Why
how do you share the compensation that when you how do you deal with those issues?
Well, that's the compensation or the conversation?
Compensation.
Compensation. Well, that's the cool thing about, well, there's another topic called parachute drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got territory, right?
Right.
So John and Fred go into John's territory week one and just prospect like crazy. Well, since it's not Fred's territory, what's he care? He's going to go, John's calling them. John's going to
right,
go, no,
right.
I tried a month ago. Ah, let's go.
Yeah.
And the next week, John and Fred go to Fred's
another
territory.
Thing is the similar situation close. I want to talk about the opportunity to do that when we come back, folks. The similar situation close may be the best close of all time, and it's great with a buddy system. Skip Meister, Skip Miller, and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. Skip is the author of Ultimate Sales Toolkit, also Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting, that he co-wrote with the late, great Ron Zimke, and many other books on this topic of sales. Skip, tell us how we can find your books, how we can find you.
Amazon's got all the books, so just type in, you know, William Skip Miller or Skip Miller in Amazon, and then my website's M3Learning.com.
M3Learning.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and whatever Skip has to do, as you say, has to offer, is high value and worth whatever time and money you spend with him. Skip, I love what you said about the what was the term you used for buddy system? Was that what you call it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't ski alone, you don't scuba dive alone.
Yeah.
You got to do a buddy system.
Take another set. So in any given once a week, you know, a couple of you team up and so I go work in your territory.
Oh, we call
with
it
you.
Parachute drop.
Yeah, I team up with you this week, and I could call on one day. You and I hang out together in your territory. Next week, you come and hang out with me in my territory one day. But what I was going to say is, you know, the similar situation close is one of the best in the world. And that's, folks, that's where you tell somebody when they talk about what their problem is. You say, you know, I got another customer like that, and this is what their problem was. This is how we solved that problem. So your buddy who's going with you, he can have a lot of stories like that.
People love analogies. They
yeah.
love stories. it brings home the point better than just making statements or facts. So, that goes to my last point that I want to tell your listeners was, any salesperson who's nervous about prospecting is going to just blurt out stuff about, hi, you got a second? Let me tell you about all about us. The best homework you can do from a small business is prepare your salespeople with questions and analogies. So, how's business? What are your goals over the next 6 months? What are some of your problems? What are some of your risks? You know, that's just like so-and-so. Questions and analogies is the best thing your small business people could do for their salespeople. Arm them in that. The last thing you want to arm with is features and benefits. For gosh sakes, everyone's going to shut down at that.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's almost like if I was talking to Jim Smith across the street there, you know, you remember Columbo?
Of course.
Yeah. So, one more question. What's it like here? What's going on? That natural curiosity. Business owners want to talk about themselves. I mean, prospects want to talk about themselves because they got a problem they need to solve. Let them talk. Once that's out on the table, then you can start telling them features and benefits. But the worst thing a salesperson can do would be, beep, hi, Mr. Smith. My name is Skip over the ABC Company. We're the biggest, the baddest, the best. If this is of interest to you, which it's not,
right?
Call me back.
Exactly.
Hi, Mr. Smith. My name is Skip Miller. And we're getting questions from customers like, how can I really make revenue this year, and how can I fix some of my problems, and how can I do that? If these are questions you have, call me back at. That's going to get more people calling you back.
Right.
So make sure it's all about them, not all about us, in that first 5 minutes of prospecting.
It's always been that way, ladies and gentlemen. It's always been the customer has the gold in their minds, and if you want to mine the gold, you got to get what's out of their mind, not what's out of your mind. Because we already know what you got on your mind.
And that similar situation works, so it's like, boy, Mr. Smith, you're not, you know, an idiot. You know, you're not somebody with your head chopped off. That's the same thing as the guy up the street. And let me tell you why. People mm-hmm. relate to analogies.
That's exactly right.
And have your marketing people, if there's a marketing organization, give salespeople some analogies so they've got them, rather than just you out about themselves, because, boy, that's what they'll do.
How has sales calls changed in the 21st century, Skip?
More telephone, less face-to-face.
More electronic.
Without a doubt. More web-based.
Delivering, send a proposal a PDF proposal by email rather than face-to-face delivery.
The new trend now, Jim, is to get on a web collaboration software.
Webinars,
like WebEx,
WebEx
and things
like that. And
usually do the proposal together with the customer.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a better transfer of ownership there. So, yeah, a lot more technology, a lot more mutual. There's a program called Mind Mapping where you can map out what the customer's thinking.
Do you have an opportunity to differentiate yourself these days?
Oh.
I mean, has it gotten so much electronic that you can actually differentiate yourself if you go see someone?
There's no doubt about that, but you got to look at your cost of sales, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you better make sure that you got a target-rich environment if you're going
to
go.
Well, it has to be
field.
At the right time, because everybody don't want you to come by all the time.
Most senior-level prospects don't want to spend an hour in a meeting either.
Right.
That's why if you can get them on a WebEx for 10 minutes mm-hmm. or a phone call, that's a good way to start.
Saving them time is a big deal, isn't it?
Without a doubt.
People are making quicker decisions, I think, these days.
So the best thing I could say from prospecting is, you know, web collaboration, either driving to a web event or phone calls, then follow up in person, makes the most sense economically.
Makes a lot of sense. Skip, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always fun.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, m3learning.com. Check him out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.